May the glory of the King shine brightly forever like the sun in the sky. Let him make nations prosper and learn to praise him. Lord God of Israel, we praise you. Only you can work miracles. We will always praise your glorious name. Let your glory be seen everywhere on earth. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David, the son of Jesse.
Book 3, Psalm 73, a psalm by Asaph. God is good. God is truly good to Israel, especially to everyone with a pure heart. But I almost stumbled and fell because it made me jealous to see proud and evil people and to watch them prosper. They never have to suffer. They stay healthy and they don't have troubles like everyone else. Their pride is like a necklace and they commit sin more often than they dress themselves. Their eyes poke out with fat and their minds are flooded with foolish thoughts. They sneer and say cruel things, and because of their pride, they make violent threats. They dare to speak against God and to order others around. God will bring his people back, and they will drink the water he so freely gives. Only evil people would say, God Most High cannot know everything. Yet all goes well for them, and they live in peace. What good did it do me to keep my thoughts pure and refuse to do wrong? I am sick all day, and I am punished each morning. If I had said evil things, I would not have been loyal to your people. It was hard for me to understand all this. Then I went to your temple, and there I understood what will happen to my enemies. You will make them stumble, never to get up again. They will be terrified, suddenly swept away, and no longer there. They will disappear, Lord, despised like a bad dream the morning after. Once I was bitter and broken-hearted. I was stupid and ignorant, and I treated you as a wild animal would. But I never really left you, and you hold my right hand. Your advice has been my guide, and later you will welcome me in glory. In heaven I have only you, and on this earth you are all I want. My body and mind may fail, but you are my strength and my choice forever. Powerful Lord God, all who stay far from you will be lost, and you will destroy those who are unfaithful. It is good for me to be near you. I choose you as my protector, and I will tell about your wonderful deeds.
Psalm 74, a special psalm by Asaph. A prayer for the nation in times of trouble. Our God, why have you completely rejected us? Why are you so angry with the ones you care for? Remember the people you rescued long ago, the tribe you chose to be your very own. Think of Mount Zion, your home. Walk over to the temple left in ruins forever by those who hate us. Your enemies roared like lions in your holy temple, and they have placed their banners there. It looks like a forest chopped to pieces. They used axes and hatchets to smash the carvings. They burned down your temple and badly disgraced it. They said to themselves, "We'll crush them." Then they burned every one of your meeting places all over the country. There are no more miracles and no more prophets. Who knows how long it will be like this? Our God, how much longer will our enemies sneer? Won't they ever stop insulting you? Why don't you punish them? Why are you holding back? Our God and King, you have ruled since ancient times. You have won victories everywhere on this earth. By your power you made a path through the sea, and you smashed the heads of sea monsters. You crushed the heads of the monster Leviathan, then fed him to wild creatures in the desert. You opened the ground for streams and springs, and dried up mighty rivers. You ruled the day and the night, and you put the moon and the sun in place. You made summer and winter, and gave them to the earth. Remember your enemies, Lord. They foolishly sneer and won't respect you. You treat us like pet doves, but they mistreat us. Don't keep forgetting us and letting us be fed to those wild animals. Remember the agreement you made with us. Violent enemies are hiding in every dark corner of the earth. Don't disappoint those in need or make them turn from you, but help the poor and homeless to shout your praises. Do something, God. Defend yourself. Remember how those fools sneer at you all day long. Don't forget the loud shouts of your enemies.
Psalm 75. A psalm and a song by Asaph for the music leader. To the tune, Don't Destroy. Praise God for all he has done. Our God, we thank you for being so near to us. Everyone celebrates your wonderful deeds. You have set a time to judge with fairness. The earth trembles and its people shake. You alone keep its foundations firm. You tell every bragger, stop bragging. And to the wicked you say, don't boast of your power. Stop bragging. Quit telling me how great you are. Our Lord and our God, victory doesn't come from the east or the west or from the desert. You are the one who judges. You can take away power and give it to others. You hold in your hand a cup filled with wine, strong and foaming. You will pour out some for every sinful person on this earth, and they will have to drink until it is gone. But I will always tell about you, the God of Jacob, and I will sing your praise. Our Lord, you will destroy the power of evil people, but you will give strength to those who are good.
Psalm 76. A song and a psalm for the music leader. Use stringed instruments. God always wins. You, our God, are famous in Judah and honored in Israel. Your home is on Mount Zion in the city of peace. There you destroyed fiery arrows, shields, swords, and all the other weapons. You are more glorious than the eternal mountains. Brave warriors were robbed of what they had taken, and now they lie dead, unable to lift an arm. God of Jacob, when you roar, enemy chariots and horses drop dead in their tracks. Our God, you are fearsome, and no one can oppose you when you are angry. From heaven you announced your decisions as judge, and all who live on this earth were terrified and silent when you took over as judge, ready to rescue everyone in need. Even the most angry people will praise you when you are furious. Everyone, make your promises to the Lord your God, and do what you promise. The Lord is fearsome, and all of his servants should bring him gifts. God destroys the courage of rulers and kings and makes cowards of them.
Psalm 77, a psalm by Asaph for Jeduthun, the music leader. In times of trouble, God is with his people. I pray to you, Lord God, and I beg you to listen. In days filled with trouble, I search for you, and at night, I tirelessly lift my hands in prayer, refusing comfort. When I think of you, I feel restless and weak. Because of you, Lord God, I can't sleep. I am restless and can't even talk. I think of times gone by, of those years long ago. Each night my mind is flooded with questions. Have you rejected me forever? Won't you be kind again? Is this the end of your love and your promises? Have you forgotten how to have pity? Do you refuse to show mercy because of your anger? Then I said, God Most High, what hurts me most is that you no longer help us with your mighty arm. Our Lord, I will remember the things you have done, your miracles of long ago. I will think about each one of your mighty deeds. Everything you do is right, and no other God compares with you. You alone work miracles, and you have let nations see your mighty power. With your own arm, you rescued your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The ocean looked at you, God, and it trembled deep down with fear. Water flowed from the clouds. Thunder was heard above as your arrows of lightning flashed about. Your thunder roared like chariot wheels. The world was made bright by lightning, and all the earth trembled. You walked through the water of the mighty sea, but your footprints were never seen. You guided your people like a flock of sheep, and you chose Moses and Aaron to be their leaders.
Psalm 78, a special psalm by Asaph. What God has done for his people. My friends, I beg you to listen as I teach. I will give instruction and explain the mystery of what happened long ago. These are things we learned from our ancestors, and we will tell them to the next generation. We won't keep secret the glorious deeds and the mighty miracles of the Lord. God gave his law to Jacob's descendants, the people of Israel, and he told our ancestors to teach their children so that each new generation would know his law and tell it to the next. Then they would trust God and obey his teachings without forgetting anything God had done. They would be different from their ancestors, who were stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful to God. The warriors from Ephraim were armed with arrows, but they ran away when the battle began. They broke their agreement with God, and they turned their backs on his teaching. They forgot all he had done, even the mighty miracles he did for their ancestors near Zoan in Egypt. God made a path in the sea and piled up the water as he led them across. He guided them during the day with a cloud, and each night he led them with a flaming fire. God made water flow from rocks he split open in the desert, and his people drank freely as though from a lake. He made streams gush out like rivers from rocks. But in the desert, the people of God Most High kept sinning and rebelling. They stubbornly tested God and demanded from him what they wanted to eat. They challenged God by saying, "Can God provide food out here in the desert?" It's true, God struck the rock and water gushed out like a river, but can he give his people bread and meat? When the Lord heard this, he was angry and furious with Jacob's descendants, the people of Israel. They had refused to trust him, and they had doubted his saving power. But God gave a command to the clouds, and he opened the doors in the skies. From heaven he sent grain that they called manna. He gave them more than enough, and each one of them ate this special food. God's mighty power brought a strong wind from the southeast, and it brought birds that covered the ground like sand on the beach. Then God made the birds fall in the camp of his people near their tents. God gave his people all they wanted, and each of them ate until they were full. But before they had swallowed the last bite, God became angry and killed the strongest and best from the families of Israel. But the rest kept on sinning and would not trust God's miracles. So he cut their lives short and made them terrified. After he killed some of them, the others turned to him with all their hearts. They remembered God Most High, the mighty rock that kept them safe. But they tried to flatter God, and they told him lies. They were unfaithful and broke their promises. Yet God was kind. He kept forgiving their sins and didn't destroy them. He often became angry, but never lost his temper. God remembered that they were made of flesh and were like a wind that blows once and then dies down. While they were in the desert, they often rebelled and made God sad. They kept testing him and caused terrible pain for the Holy One of Israel. They forgot about his power and how he had rescued them from their enemies. God showed them all kinds of wonderful miracles near Zoan in Egypt. He turned the rivers of Egypt into blood, and no one could drink from the streams. He sent swarms of flies to pester the Egyptians, and he sent frogs to cause them trouble. God let worms and grasshoppers eat their crops. He destroyed their grapevines and their fig trees with hail and floods. Then he killed their cattle with hail and their other animals with lightning. God was so angry and furious that he went into a rage and caused them great trouble by sending swarms of destroying angels. God gave in to his anger and slaughtered them in a terrible way. He killed the firstborn son of each Egyptian family. Then God led his people out of Egypt and guided them in the desert like a flock of sheep. He led them safely along and they were not afraid, but their enemies drowned in the sea. God brought his people to the sacred mountain that he had taken by his own power. He made nations run from the tribes of Israel, and he let the tribes take over their land. But the people tested God Most High, and they refused to obey his laws. They were as unfaithful as their ancestors, and they were as crooked as a twisted arrow. God demanded all their love, but they made him angry by worshipping idols. So God became furious and completely rejected the people of Israel. Then he deserted his home at Shiloh, where he lived here on earth. He let enemies capture the sacred chest and let them dishonor him. God took out his anger on his chosen ones and let them be killed by enemy swords. Fire destroyed the young men, and the young women were left with no one to marry. Priests died violent deaths, but their widows were not allowed to mourn. Finally, the Lord woke up, and he shouted like a drunken soldier. God scattered his enemies and made them ashamed forever. Then the Lord decided not to make his home with Joseph's descendants in Ephraim. Instead, he chose the tribe of Judah, and he chose Mount Zion, the place he loves. There he built his temple as lofty as the mountains and as solid as the earth that he had made to last forever. The Lord God chose David to be his servant and took him from tending sheep and from caring for lambs. Then God made him the leader of Israel, his own nation. David treated the people fairly and guided them with wisdom.
Psalm 79, a psalm by Asaph. Have pity on Jerusalem. Our God, foreign nations have taken your land, disgraced your temple, and left Jerusalem in ruins. They have fed the bodies of your servants to flesh-eating birds. Your loyal people are food for savage animals. All Jerusalem is covered with their blood, and there is no one left to bury them. Every nation around us sneers and makes fun. Our Lord, will you keep on being angry? Will your angry feelings keep flaming up like fire? Get angry with those nations that don't know you and won't worship you. They have gobbled down Jacob's descendants and left the land in ruins. Don't make us pay for the sins of our ancestors. Have pity and come quickly. We are completely helpless. Our God, you keep us safe. Now help us, rescue us, forgive our sins, and bring honor to yourself. Why should nations ask us, "Where is your God?" Let us and the other nations see you take revenge for your servants who died a violent death. Listen to the prisoners groan. Let your mighty power save all who are sentenced to die. Each of those nations sneered at you, our Lord. Now let others sneer at them, 7 times as much. Then we, your people, will always thank you. We are like sheep with you as our shepherd, and all generations will hear us praise you.
Psalm 80, a psalm by Asaph for the music leader, to the tune Lilies of the Agreement. Help our nation. Shepherd of Israel, you lead the descendants of Joseph, and you sit on your throne above the winged creatures. Listen to our prayer, and let your light shine for the tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Save us by your power. Our God, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us. Lord God, all-powerful, how much longer will the prayers of your people make you angry? You gave us tears for food, and you made us drink them by the bowlful. Because of you, our enemies who live nearby laugh and joke about us. But if you smile on us, we will be saved. We were like a grapevine you brought out of Egypt. You chased other nations away and planted us here. Then you cleared the ground, and we put our roots deep, spreading over the land. Shade from this vine covered the mountains. Its branches climbed the mighty cedars and stretched to the sea. Its new growth reached to the river. Our Lord, why have you torn down the wall from around the vineyard? You let everyone who walks by pick the grapes. Now the vine is gobbled down by pigs from the forest and other wild animals. God all-powerful, please do something. Look down from heaven and see what's happening to this vine. With your own hands, you planted its roots, and you raised it as your very own. Enemies chopped the vine down and set it on fire. Now show your anger and destroy them, but help the one who sits at your right side, the one you raised to be your own. Then we will never turn away. Put new life into us, and we will worship you. Lord God, all-powerful, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us.
Psalm 81, by Asaph, for the music leader. God makes us strong. Be happy and shout to God who makes us strong. Shout praises to the God of Jacob. Sing as you play tambourines and the lovely-sounding stringed instruments. Sound the trumpets and start the new moon festival. We must also celebrate when the moon is full. This is the law in Israel, and it was given to us by the God of Jacob. The descendants of Joseph were told to obey it when God led them out from the land of Egypt. In a language unknown to me, I heard someone say, "I lifted the burden from your shoulder and took the heavy basket from your hands. When you were in trouble, I rescued you, and from the thunderclouds I answered your prayers. Later I tested you at Meribah Spring." Listen, my people, while I, the Lord, correct you. Israel, if you would only pay attention to me, don't worship foreign gods or bow down to gods you know nothing about. I am the Lord your God. I rescued you from Egypt. Just ask, and I will give you whatever you need. But my people Israel, you refused to listen, and you would have nothing to do with me. So I let you be stubborn and keep on following your own advice. My people Israel, if only you would listen and do as I say, I, the Lord, would quickly defeat your enemies with my mighty power. Everyone who hates me would come crawling, and that would be the end of them. But I would feed you with the finest bread and with the best honey until you were full.
Psalm 82. A Psalm by Asaph. Please do something, God. When all of the other gods have come together, the Lord God judges them and says, "How long will you keep judging unfairly and favoring evil people? Be fair to the poor and to orphans. Defend the helpless and everyone in need. Rescue the weak and homeless from the powerful hands of heartless people. None of you know or understand a thing. You live in darkness while the foundations of the earth tremble. I, the Most High God, say that all of you are gods and also my own children. But you will die, just like everyone else, including powerful rulers. Do something, God. Judge the nations of the earth. They belong to you."
Psalm 83. A Song and a Psalm by Asaph. God rules all the earth. Our God, don't just sit there silently doing nothing. Your hateful enemies are turning against you and rebelling. They are sly, and they plot against those you treasure. They say, "Let's wipe out the nation of Israel and make sure that no one remembers its name." All of them fully agree in their plans against you. And among them are Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia and Phoenicia. Even Assyria has joined forces with Moab and Ammon. Our Lord, punish all of them, as you punished Midian. Destroy them, as you destroyed Sisera and Jabin at Kishon Creek near Endor, and let their bodies rot. Treat their leaders as you did Oreb and Zeeb, Zeba and Zalmunna. All of them said, "We'll take God's valuable land." Our God, scatter them around like dust in a whirlwind. Just as flames destroy forests on the mountains, pursue and terrify them with storms of your own. Make them blush with shame until they turn and worship you, our Lord. Let them be forever ashamed and confused. Let them die in disgrace. Make them realize that you are the Lord Most High, the only ruler of earth.
Psalm 84. For the Music Leader. A Psalm for the People of Korah. The Joy of Worship. Lord God, all-powerful, your temple is so lovely. Deep in my heart I long for your temple, and with all that I am I sing joyful songs to you. Lord God, all-powerful, my King and my God, sparrows find a home near your altars. Swallows build nests there to raise their young. You bless everyone who lives in your house, and they sing your praises. You bless all who depend on you for their strength, and all who deeply desire to visit your temple. When they reach dry valley, springs start flowing, and the autumn rain fills it with pools of water. Your people grow stronger, and you, the God of gods, will be seen in Zion. Lord God, all-powerful, the God of Jacob, please answer my prayer. You are the shield that protects your people, and I am your chosen one. Won't you smile on me? One day in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather serve in your house than live in the homes of the wicked. Our Lord and our God, you are like the sun, and also like a shield. You treat us with kindness and with honor, never denying any good thing to those who live right. Lord God, all-powerful, you bless everyone who trusts you.
Psalm 85. A Psalm by the People of Korah
for the music leader. A prayer for peace. Our Lord, you have blessed your land and made all go well for Jacob's descendants. You have forgiven the sin and taken away the guilt of your people. Your fierce anger is no longer aimed at us. Our Lord and our God, you save us. Please bring us back home and don't be angry. Will you always be angry with us and our families? Won't you give us fresh life and let your people be glad because of you? Show us your love and save us. I will listen to you, Lord God, because you promise peace to those who are faithful and no longer foolish. You are ready to rescue everyone who worships you, so that you will live with us in all of your glory. Love and loyalty will come together. Goodness and peace will unite. Loyalty will sprout from the ground. Justice will look down from the sky above. Our Lord, you will bless us. Our land will produce wonderful crops. Justice will march in front, making a path for you to follow.
Psalm 86, a prayer by David. A prayer for help. Please listen, Lord, and answer my prayer. I am poor and helpless. Protect me and save me because you are my God. I am your faithful servant and I trust you. Be kind to me. I pray to you all day. Make my heart glad. I serve you and my prayer is sincere. You willingly forgive and your love is always there for those who pray to you. Please listen, Lord. Answer my prayer for help. When I am in trouble, I pray, knowing you will listen. No other gods are like you. Only you work miracles. You created each nation, and they will all bow down to worship and honor you. You perform great wonders because you alone are God. Teach me to follow you, and I will obey your truth. Always keep me faithful. With all my heart, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. Your love for me is so great that you protected me from death and the grave. Proud and violent enemies who don't care about you have ganged up to attack and kill me. But you, the Lord God, are kind and merciful. You don't easily get angry, and your love can always be trusted. I serve you, Lord, and I am the child of one of your servants. Look on me with kindness. Make me strong and save me. Show that you approve of me. Then my hateful enemies will feel like fools, because you have helped and comforted me.
Psalm 87, a psalm and a song by the people of Korah. The glory of Mount Zion. Zion was built by the Lord on the holy mountain, and he loves that city more than any other place in all of Israel. Zion, you are the city of God, and wonderful things are told about you. Egypt, Babylonia, Philistia, Phoenicia, and Ethiopia are some of those nations that know you, and their people all say, I was born in Zion. God Most High will strengthen the city of Zion. Then everyone will say, we were born here too. The Lord will make a list of his people, and all who were born here will be included. All who sing or dance will say, I too am from Zion.
Psalm 88, a song and a psalm by the people of Korah for the music leader. To the tune, Mahalath Leonoth, a special psalm by Heman the Ezrahite. A prayer when you can't find the way. You keep me safe, Lord God. So when I pray at night, please listen carefully to each of my concerns. I am deeply troubled and close to death. I am as good as dead and completely helpless. I am no better off than those in the grave, those you have forgotten and no longer help. You have put me in the deepest and darkest grave. Your anger rolls over me like ocean waves. You have made my friends turn in horror from me. I am a prisoner who cannot escape, and I am almost blind because of my sorrow. Each day, I lift my hands in prayer to you, Lord. Do you work miracles for the dead? Do they stand up and praise you? Are your love and loyalty announced in the world of the dead? Do they know of your miracles or your saving power in the dark world below where all is forgotten? Each morning I pray to you, Lord. Why do you reject me? Why do you turn from me? Ever since I was a child, I have been sick and close to death. You have terrified me and made me helpless. Your anger is like a flood, and I am shattered by your furious attacks that strike each day and from every side. My friends and neighbors have turned against me because of you. And now, darkness is my only companion.
Psalm 89, a special psalm by Ethan the Ezrahite. The Lord's agreement with David. Our Lord, I will sing of your love forever. Everyone yet to be born will hear me praise your faithfulness. I will tell them, God's love can always be trusted, and his faithfulness lasts as long as the heavens. You said, David, my servant, is my chosen one, and this is the agreement I made with him. David, one of your descendants, will always be king. Our Lord, let the heavens now praise your miracles, and let all of your angels praise your faithfulness. None who live in the heavens can compare with you. You are the most fearsome of all who live in heaven. All the others fear and greatly honor you. You are the Lord God, all-powerful. No one is as loving and faithful as you are. You rule the roaring sea and calm its waves. You crush the monster Rahab, and with your powerful arm you scattered your enemies. The heavens and the earth belong to you, and so does the world with all its people, because you created them and everything else. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon gladly praise you. You are strong and mighty. Your kingdom is ruled by justice and fairness, with love and faithfulness leading the way. Our Lord, you bless those who join in the festival and walk in the brightness of your presence. We are happy all day because of you, and your saving power brings honor to us. Your own glorious power makes us strong, and because of your kindness, our strength increases. Our Lord and our King, the Holy One of Israel, you are truly our shield. In a vision you once said to your faithful followers, I have helped a mighty hero. I chose him from my people and made him famous. David, my servant, is the one I chose to be king, and I will always be there to help and strengthen him. No enemy will outsmart David, and he won't be defeated by any hateful people. I will strike down and crush his troublesome enemies. He will always be able to depend on my love, and I will make him strong with my own power. I will let him rule the lands across the rivers and seas. He will say to me, You are my Father and my God, as well as the mighty rock where I am safe. I have chosen David as my firstborn son, and he will be the ruler of all kings on earth. My love for him will last, and my agreement with him will never be broken. One of David's descendants will always be king, and his family will rule until the sky disappears. Suppose some of his children should reject my law and refuse my instructions, or suppose they should disobey all of my teachings. Then I will correct and punish them because of their sins, but I will always love David and faithfully keep all of my promises to him. I won't break my agreement or go back on my word. I have sworn once and for all by my own holy name, and I won't lie to David. His family will always rule. I will let his kingdom last as long as the sun and moon appear in the sky. You are now angry, God, and you have turned your back on your chosen king. You broke off your agreement with your servant, the king, and you completely destroyed his kingdom. The walls of his city have been broken through, and every fortress now lies in ruin. All who pass by take what they want, and nations everywhere joke about the king. You made his enemies powerful and let them celebrate, but you forced him to retreat because you did not fight on his side. You took his crown and threw his throne in the dirt. You made an old man of him and put him to shame. How much longer, Lord? Will you hide forever? How long will your anger keep burning like fire? Remember, life is short. Why did you empty our lives of all meaning? No one can escape the power of death and the grave. Our Lord, where is the love you have always shown and that you promised so faithfully to David? Remember your servant, Lord. People make jokes about me, and I suffer many insults. I am your chosen one, but your enemies chase and make fun of me. Our Lord, we praise you forever. Amen and amen.
Book 4. Psalm 90. A prayer by Moses, the man of God. God is eternal. Our Lord, in all generations you have been our home. You have always been God, long before the birth of the mountains, even before you created the earth and the world. At your command we die and turn back to dust, but 1,000 years mean nothing to you. They are merely a day gone by or a few hours in the night. You bring our lives to an end just like a dream. We are merely tender grass that sprouts and grows in the morning but dries up by evening. Your furious anger frightens and destroys us, and you know all of our sins, even those we do in secret. Your anger is a burden each day we live, then life ends like a sigh. We can expect 70 years or maybe 80 if we are healthy, but even our best years bring trouble and sorrow. Suddenly, our time is up and we disappear. No one knows the full power of your furious anger, but it is as great as the fear that we owe to you. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Help us, Lord. Don't wait. Pity your servants. When morning comes, let your love satisfy all our needs. Then we can celebrate and be glad for what time we have left. Make us happy for as long as you caused us trouble and sorrow. Do wonderful things for us, your servants, and show your mighty power to our children. Our Lord and our God, treat us with kindness, and let all go well for us. Please, let all go well.
Psalm 91. The Lord is my fortress. Live under the protection of God Most High, and stay in the shadow of God All-Powerful. Then you will say to the Lord, "You are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust you." The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. His faithfulness is like a shield or a city wall. You won't need to worry about dangers at night or arrows during the day, and you won't fear diseases that strike in the dark or sudden disaster at noon. You will not be harmed, though thousands fall all around you, and with your own eyes you will see the punishment of the wicked. The Lord Most High is your fortress. Run to him for safety, and no terrible disasters will strike you or your home. God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will carry you in their arms, and you won't hurt your feet on the stones. You will overpower the strongest lions and the most deadly snakes. The Lord says, if you love me and truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe. When you are in trouble, call out to me. I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. You will live a long life and see my saving power.
Psalm 92. A psalm and a song for the Sabbath. Sing praises to the Lord. It is wonderful to be grateful and to sing your praises, Lord Most High. It is wonderful each morning to tell about your love, and at night to announce how faithful you are. I enjoy praising your name to the music of harps, because everything you do makes me happy, and I sing joyful songs. You do great things, Lord. Your thoughts are too deep for an ignorant fool to know or understand. Though the wicked sprout and spread like grass, they will be pulled up by their roots. But you will rule over all of us forever, and your hateful enemies will be scattered and then destroyed. You have given me the strength of a wild ox, and you have chosen me to be your very own. My eyes have seen, and my ears have heard the doom and destruction of my terrible enemies. Good people will prosper like palm trees, and they will grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. They will take root in your house, Lord God, and they will do well. They will be like trees that stay healthy and fruitful even when they are old. And they will say about you, the Lord always does right. God is our mighty rock.
Psalm 93. The Lord is King. Our Lord, you are King. Majesty and power are your royal robes. You put the world in place, and it will never be moved. You have always ruled, and you are eternal. The ocean is roaring, Lord. The sea is pounding hard. Its mighty waves are majestic. But you are more majestic, and you rule over all. Your decisions are firm, and your temple will always be beautiful and holy.
Psalm 94. The Lord punishes the guilty. Lord God, you punish the guilty. Show what you are like and punish them now. You judge the earth. Come and help us. Pay back those proud people for what they have done. How long will the wicked celebrate and be glad? All of those cruel people strut and boast, and they crush and wound your chosen nation, Lord. They murder widows, foreigners, and orphans. Then they say, the Lord God of Jacob doesn't see or know. Can't you fools see? Won't you ever learn? God gave us ears and eyes. Can't he hear and see? God instructs the nations and gives knowledge to us all. Won't he also correct us? The Lord knows how useless our plans really are. Our Lord, you bless everyone that you instruct and teach by using your law. You give them rest from their troubles until a pit can be dug for the wicked. You won't turn your back on your chosen nation. Justice and fairness will go hand in hand, and all who do right will follow along. Who will stand up for me against those cruel people? If you had not helped me, Lord, I would soon have gone to the land of silence. When I felt my feet slipping, you came with your love and kept me steady. And when I was burdened with worries, you comforted me and made me feel secure. But you are opposed to dishonest lawmakers who gang up to murder innocent victims. You, Lord God, are my fortress, that mighty rock where I am safe. You will pay back my enemies, and you will wipe them out for the evil they did.
Psalm 95. Worship and obey the Lord. Sing joyful songs to the Lord. Praise the mighty rock where we are safe. Come to worship him with thankful hearts and songs of praise. The Lord is the greatest God, king over all other gods. He holds the deepest part of the earth in his hands, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The ocean is the Lord's because he made it, and with his own hands he formed the dry land. Bow down and worship the Lord our Creator. The Lord is our God, and we are his people, the sheep he takes care of in his own pasture. Listen to God's voice today. Don't be stubborn and rebel as your ancestors did at Meribah and Massah out in the desert. For 40 years they tested God and saw the things he did. Then God got tired of them and said, "You never show good sense, and you don't understand what I want you to do." In his anger, God told them, "You people will never enter my place of rest."
Psalm 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing and praise his name. Day after day announce, "The Lord has saved us." Tell every nation on earth, "The Lord is wonderful and does marvelous things. The Lord is great and deserves our greatest praise. He is the only God worthy of our worship." Other nations worship idols, but the Lord created the heavens. Give honor and praise to the Lord, whose power and beauty fill his holy temple. Tell everyone of every nation, "Praise the glorious power of the Lord. He is wonderful. Praise him and bring an offering into his temple. Everyone on earth, now tremble and worship the Lord, majestic and holy. Announce to the nations, "The Lord is king. The world stands firm, never to be shaken, and he will judge its people with fairness." Tell the heavens and the earth to be glad and celebrate. Command the ocean to roar with all of its creatures, and the fields to rejoice with all of their crops. Then every tree in the forest will sing joyful songs to the Lord. He is coming to judge all people on earth with fairness and truth.
Psalm 97. The Lord brings justice. The Lord is king. Tell the earth to celebrate and all islands to shout. Dark clouds surround him, and his throne is supported by justice and fairness. Fire leaps from his throne, destroying his enemies, and his lightning is so bright that the earth sees it and trembles. Mountains melt away like wax in the presence of the Lord of all the earth. The heavens announce, "The Lord brings justice." Everyone sees God's glory. Those who brag about the useless idols they worship are terribly ashamed, and all the false gods bow down to the Lord. When the people of Zion and of the towns of Judah hear that God brings justice, they will celebrate. The Lord rules the whole earth, and he is more glorious than all the false gods. Love the Lord and hate evil. God protects his loyal people and rescues them from violence. If you obey and do right, a light will show you the way and fill you with happiness. You are the Lord's people, so celebrate and praise the only God.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Psalm 98. The Lord works miracles. Sing a new song to the Lord. He has worked miracles, and with his own powerful arm he has won the victory. The Lord has shown the nations that he has the power to save and to bring justice. God has been faithful in his love for Israel, and his saving power is seen everywhere on earth. Tell everyone on this earth to sing happy songs in praise of the Lord. Make music for him on harps. Play beautiful melodies. Sound the trumpets and horns, and celebrate with joyful songs for our Lord and King. Command the ocean to roar with all of its creatures, and the earth to shout with all of its people. Order the rivers to clap their hands, and all of the hills to sing together. Let them worship the Lord. He is coming to judge everyone on the earth, and he will be honest and fair.
Psalm 99. Our Lord is King. Our Lord, you are King. You rule from your throne above the winged creatures as people tremble and the earth shakes. You are praised in Zion, and you control all nations. Only you are God, and your power alone, so great and fearsome, is worthy of praise. You are our mighty King, a lover of fairness, who sees that justice is done everywhere in Israel. Our Lord and our God, we praise you and kneel down to worship you, the God of holiness. Moses and Aaron were two of your priests. Samuel was also one of those who prayed in your name, and you, our Lord, answered their prayers. You spoke to them from a thick cloud, and they obeyed your laws. Our Lord and our God, you answered their prayers and forgave their sins, but when they did wrong, you punished them. We praise you, Lord God, and we worship you at your sacred mountain. Only you are God.
Psalm 100. A Psalm of Praise. The Lord is God. Shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Be joyful and sing as you come in to worship the Lord. You know the Lord is God. He created us, and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep in his pasture. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple. The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever.
Psalm 101, a psalm by David, a king and his promises. I will sing to you, Lord. I will celebrate your kindness and your justice. Please help me learn to do the right thing, and I will be honest and fair in my own kingdom. I refuse to be corrupt or to take part in anything crooked, and I won't be dishonest or deceitful. Anyone who spreads gossip will be silenced, and no one who is conceited will be my friend. I will find trustworthy people to serve as my advisors, and only an honest person will serve as an official. No one who cheats or lies will have a position in my royal court. Each morning, I will silence any lawbreakers I find in the countryside or in the city of the Lord.
Psalm 102. A prayer for someone who hurts and needs to ask the Lord for help. A prayer in time of trouble. I pray to you, Lord, please listen. Don't hide from me in my time of trouble. Pay attention to my prayer and quickly give an answer. My days disappear like smoke, and my bones are burning as though in a furnace. I am wasting away like grass, and my appetite is gone. My groaning never stops, and my bones can be seen through my skin. I am like a lonely owl in the desert, or a restless sparrow alone on a roof. My enemies insult me all day, and they use my name for a curse word. Instead of food, I have ashes to eat and tears to drink. because you are furious and have thrown me aside. My life fades like a shadow at the end of day and withers like grass. Our Lord, you are king forever and will always be famous. You will show pity to Zion because the time has come. We, your servants, love each stone in the city, and we are sad to see them lying in the dirt. Our Lord, the nations will honor you, and all kings on earth will praise your glory. You will rebuild the city of Zion. Your glory will be seen, and the prayers of the homeless will be answered. Future generations must also praise the Lord, so write this for them. From his holy temple the Lord looked down at the earth. He listened to the groans of prisoners, and he rescued everyone who was doomed to die. All Jerusalem should praise you, our Lord, when people from every nation meet to worship you. I should still be strong, but you, Lord, have made an old person of me. You will live forever. Years mean nothing to you. Don't cut my life in half. In the beginning, Lord, you laid the earth's foundation and created the heavens. They will all disappear and wear out like clothes. You change them as you would a coat, but you last forever. You are always the same. Years cannot change you. Every generation of those who serve you will live in your presence.
Psalm 103 by David. The Lord's Wonderful Love. With all my heart I praise the Lord, and with all that I am I praise his holy name. With all my heart I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. For all who are mistreated